before Yom Tov, we finished the first section of the Gemara. In a few days we had a Aseres Yemei Teshuva that we were still learning Gemara. So we finished the sugya about Rabbah. And we mentioned that the first Mishnah in Gittin says someone who brings a get from Adina Sayon has to say b'fanenikta b'fanenechtam. And there's a machlokas Rabbah and Rava. Why is that? The Rabbah says l'fishem b'kiyam l'shma, that they're not b'kiyam b'lishma in Chutz Laretz, in Medina Sayam. Machlokas exactly where in Chutz Laretz they're not b'kiyam b'lishma. Either they don't know of the drasha of lishma, they want makabel the drasha of lishma. So that's why you have to say b'fanenikta b'fanenechtam according to Rabbah. And Rava argues, Rava says, l'fishenei de mitzuya mekaimo, the reason that you have to say b'fanut l'fanenachtam is because we're afraid there aren't going to be shayaras mitzuyas from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayam and back and forth, so therefore you have to say b'fanut l'fanenachtam if you bring a get from Medina Sayam. And the Gemara was troubled. According to Rava, why should the shliach be nemen? Normally in Kolevi or Shabbat Torah, normally we assume that you need two agents. So this episode over here, that one shliach is sufficient. And the Gemara has a discussion back and forth. Is this only Isurim? Is it Davish of Erva? The Gemara concludes it really is Davish of Erva, so you should need two Edim. The Gemara says, Lefi Rabbah, really, Minatara, you shouldn't need two Edim. You shouldn't need any Edim. You shouldn't need any Befana. Why? Because Rov, Bekiyin, Belishma. Most people are Baki Belishma. What's more, it's a super Rov, right? Since Stam Safi Dadani Migmer Gemiri, Minatara, there's no need for any Befana. Rabbanan Huda Atzuch, the whole din the jansei v'anet v'anilam is a chumer the rabbanon. V'achim yishemiguna akilu yishemiguna l'chacham u'meikol, that only the one shliach is enough. This was the Gemara, and the Gemara says, is it really a kula? It can be a chumra, because if the baal, if we had two shluchim or two edim saying b'fanai, then the baal cannot passel the get. You have two different shot on what that meant. Can he really passel, or is he just going to be motzi laz on the get, and now people are not going to want to marry her? So the Gemara says, no, we're not afraid. We're not afraid. The shliach is going to be made the gdayik, because he has to say b'fana in front of two or three. He's going to be made the gdayik, and therefore, we're not afraid the baal is going to be ma'ara after the shliach says b'fana. This was the basic sugi that we had with you, Rabbi. In a nutshell, there's a lot more that we left out, but that's the basic tzura of the sugi. So now the Gemara in Daf Gimel has a similar shak of attire, l'fi Rava. We got on this game Rava Shita. The Gemara is mamish the same, almost sounds like the same kasha. The terutzim are going to be a little different. The ultimate teretz of the Gemara, the Firav, is different. It's not, he's not focusing on the Shema like Rabba, but the shak of the tire of the Gemara is very similar to Rabba. So let's see the Gemara inside. L'Rava, frak the Gemara on Dav Gimel, the Amal Fishen Edim Etzayin L'Kaim Alibay Trei Midi the Havakim Shtaras the Alma. Similar kasha. According to Rava, why is one shliach sufficient to say b'fanenu b'fanei nechtam? Again, according to Rava, what's the shliach doing? He's saying b'fanenu nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. It's like a quasi kiyum shtaris. It's in place of kiyum shtaris. So if it's in place of kiyum shtaris, if kiyum shtaris da alma require two edim, so why should one shliach be enough over here? For the quasi kiyum shtaris, you should also need two edim. The Gemara, no. Eidecha neman b'sirin. Again, the same way that we explained before, we're assuming this is like an Isurim Dikidin. It's like an Isurim Dikidin. The Gemara didn't know that it was Davar Shebeev in the beginning. We have a whole back and forth. We're not going to go over all of the details. But frag the Gemara, Emma Daminon, Eidecha Nemad Bisurim, Gon Chadira Sovik, Shachelev Sovik, Shoshumad Lois Chazik Isur. Avaloch is Chazik Isur, the HSC, Shavi Davar Shebeev, and Davar Shebeev's Mishnayim. So let's explain that Lefi Rov Rishonim. The Gemara says, when do we say that Eid Echad is Nehem B'Surim? That's only if there's no Cheskas Issa. But here there is a Cheskas Issa. The woman is B'Cheskas Issa Eish Issish. So you need to aid them in that case even by Yisurim. What's more, this is not even Yisurim. It's more than Yisurim. This is a Davar Sheva Erva. Two Kashas. Now let's explain Pasha that there are two Kashas. That Eid Echad is Nehem B'Surim only below Cheskas Issa. This has a Cheskas Issa, so you shouldn't be Nehem. What's more, this is not Yisurim B'Chlal. So definitely you should need to wait. I mean, Davar Sheva Erva is Mishnai. So Zokta Gemara, no. B'dinhu de b'kiyim shtaras nami lo liboy. This is where we see something new, the Firo. B'dinhu de b'kiyim shtaras nami lo liboy. Really, me'ikar adin in kiyim shtaras, you shouldn't need. Shouldn't need what? Let's say you shouldn't need Edim at all. That's the poshup shot. Some of the Rishonim learn B'dinu that b'kiyim shtaris, you shouldn't need two edim. Maybe one ed is sufficient by kiyim shtaris. It's a chiddush. That's not the pashav shat. Pashav shat is min haTorah. You shouldn't need any edus for kiyum. No, there's no need for kiyum shtaris bichlal. Kidder Reish Lakish, the Amar Reish Lakish, Edom HaChasnum Al Ashtar, Nasa Kamishinech Karei Dusan Bebezdi. Reish Lakish. Kidder Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says what? An Edom HaChasnum Al Ashtar is Nasa Kamishinech Karei Dusan Bebezdi. If Edom HaChasnum Al Ashtar, it's as if there was a Jewish of HaChakir in Bezdin. We know that when Edom come to be made Balpeh, so Bezdin is Doresh V'choker. Jerisha v'chakira. There are seven questions that we ask them about Zman and Mokum. When did it take place? And where did it take place? Which day and which week and which year in the Shemitah, etc., etc., right? Zman and Mokum, Jerisha v'chakira. That's when you have Eidus Balpeh. Zogt Reish Lakish, but Eidim Shebishtar. There's no Jerisha v'chakira for Eidim Shebishtar. They're not here. No, but Zogt Reish Lakish is Nasik Mishnechkra, Eidusan Bebezdin. It's as if there's a drisha v'chakira. Shtar doesn't need a drisha v'chakira. It's on a higher level, so to speak, right? It's somehow, it's on a better level. It doesn't need a drisha v'chakira. It's like lichten the chasimus, right? The chasimus are like a drisha v'chakira. It's an implicit drisha v'chakira, or they just don't need a drisha v'chakira. So min haTorah, there's no need to have kiyum shtaros bechlal. We assume that the shtar is kosher v'yashem. Rabbanan hu da'atzrach v'achim v'shem iguna akilu bar Rabbanan. Rabbanan hu da'atzrach v'chachamim are the ones who require v'fanat v'fanat at the beginning. Because min haTorah you shouldn't need anything. There's no need for kiyum shtaros. Reish Lakish told us there's no need for kiyum shtaros by a shtar in general. So here you're going to require kiyum. The whole thing is a chumad Rabbanan to begin with. So v'shem iguna chazal ha-mekel that one shleich is going to be enough. That's the real answer. So then the Gemara just says the same thing it says before. Hakula hu chumru. If you're quiet too, so then the Baal could not passel. He couldn't be motzilaz, or he couldn't passel mamish 2 days in Tosfins. Because all the Gemara know, came and Amar b'fnei kamenos no lo, Rabbi Yochanan Reb Chanina, chad Amar b'fnei shnayim, chad Amar b'fnei shlosha, mekar medek daik, lo osi lo ruay nafshe. Machlokes amaroyim, whom the shliach has to say b'fanai in front of, two or three, but ultimately the shliach has to say it in front of people. So once he has to say it in front of people, so meikar medek daik, he's going to be medayik. He doesn't want to ruin his reputation. So we assume the shliach is going to be so careful, so even if it's only one, then if the Baal comes later and he's going to be ma'ar, we're not going to listen to the Baal. Okay, first of all, the Baal's not going to be ma'ar. Secondly, even if he is ma'ar, we're not going to listen to him. Like 2 points of Rashi in the previous sugya. So therefore, we're not afraid. So that's why one shliach is sufficient. Really, me'ikra, then you shouldn't need anything. Because of Reish Lakish, there's no need for kiyum shtaros min haTorah. Ay, midrabbana chazal ha-machmir. So they say that you need b'fonai to take the place of kiyum. Oh, then machmir, but mishum iguna demekel to say that one is sufficient. And we're not afraid that the Baal is going to be ma'ar if we only have one, because the shliach has made the gdayik. So therefore, the Baal is not going to come. Even if he comes, we're not going to listen to him. So therefore, everything is going to be fine. Okay, this is the Gemara, the Fi Rav. So what's the critical point of the Gemara? There's a lot of overlap with Rabbah. What's the critical point? That the kasha of the Gemara is that Vayter Nochamol Ein Dav Sheir Parchas Mishnayim. So if Ein Dav Sheir Parchas Mishnayim, why should one shliach be enough? The Gemara says, really, Me'ikra Din, there's no need for King Shlomos. The kasha of the Gemara was, according to Rava, you should need 2 Eidim to say b'fanei, because Kiyum Shtaros da Alma needs 2 Eidim. So comes the Gemara and says, no, the chiyah for 2 Eidim by Kiyum Shtaros, it's a chiyah midrabbana. In the Torah, there's no need for Kiyum Shtaros. Reish Lakish. Okay, so the whole chiyah for Kiyum Shtaros is only a chiyah midrabbana. So Chazal HaMikra over here, Mishum Iguna, to say that one shliach is enough. That's the answer of the Gemara. What does Rashi say? Let's try to understand Reish Lakish's halacha. This whole din that min haTorah you don't need kiyum. It's only a chumrah derabbanan. Why is it only a chumrah derabbanan? Like who created a shtar over here? It's a chumrah derabbanan. Min haTorah everything is fine. So Rashi has a very seemingly innocuous statement, but it's loaded with meaning. What does Rashi say? Reish Lakish, right? Nasak mishenechra edusan bebezdin. Why is that? Eidem achasum al hashtar is nasak mishenechra edusan bebezdin. Says Rashi, you know why? Lochotzif inish l'ziyufin. Because people don't have the chutzpah to be mezayeh for shtam. Four words. Chatzah finish l'ziyufei. Says Rashi, that's why it's k'mishnech v'edusa mebezdin. You don't need rishon hakir. You don't need kim shtaris min hatar. L'chatzah finish l'zayef. Says no problem. That's how Rashi understands Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is whole halacha. You see Reish Lakish and you think, ah, it's like a lumdish. It's simple. People are not chutzpedek to be mezayif. L'chatz finish l'ziyufe. So because of that, Reish Lakish holds that min haTorah there's no need for kiyum shtas. What's the problem? What's the problem with this? What's a shtar? What is a shtar? How does a shtar work? Shtar works because there are two Eidim. A shtar works because it's Eidus. Rashi's comment is a svara, right? What do we call Rashi's comment? L'chotze finish l'ziyufe. What is that kind of thing? It's a chazaka, a nansadi, it's an umdana. Right? There are many different ways of referring to this, but it's a chazaka. It's a statement of the psychology of people. They're not going to be mezayif shtaris. That creates a shame Eidus. That creates a shame, Eidus. If you tell me shtar is a principle that the Torah creates, that Chazal created, someone created this principle. Okay, so this principle works as an Eidus. But according to Rashi, it seems like the whole thing is based on an Umdana. So how do you have an Eidus based on Umdana? Eidus based on Umdana? Don't we normally assume that Eidim have to testify, that we only believe the Eidim based on Dibur Pihem? Or chasimas yideihem, right? We can't add umdanas to what the edim are saying. But the umdana is gonna make everything work. That's not an edus. That's an umdana. It's not an edus. What's more, there's even another kasha. Pnei Yeshua asks, naniach it's just an umdana. Okay, let's say it's an umdana, and somehow umdana can create edus. But how's that going to help anyway? What's an umdana? It's a chazaka. What do we call this chazaka? This is not a chazaka to make a car. What is it? It's a ruba d'lesek. It's a rov. What's the problem? We happen to be talking about getting the kiddushin over here. But Reish Lakish's halacha applies to shtari maman also. It's a general principle by shtaris. What? Shtar maman, l'chotze finish... L'ziyufe is going to be machshir a shtar mamon. The chotze finish l'ziyufe is an umdana. If it's just a rove, so what are you telling me that we're going to use a rove for mamon? But I thought ein hochin b'mamon achar harov. Don't we paskin like Shmuel that we can't follow a rove by mamon? It's a gzeras hakosev a pishnei adam yakum davar. You need two adam. So if the umdana is strengthening the adam, so like how does it even work? How do we get the first base over here? Right? If the umdan is just a rove doesn't work by mum. So we can't understand how a shtar works based on umdana. A shtar needs edus, not umdana. What are you going to tell me that the umdana somehow makes the edus work? So then basically what you're telling me is that the shtar is kayam because of umdana, because of rove. But we don't follow rove by mum. So how does the umdana even help us in the case of mum? Over here we're not talking about mum. But l'chora, it's the same idea. Right, if we're learning the edus of getting the kiddushin from mamonis, we don't follow rove by mamon. So how's it going to work by getting the kiddushin either? It's not a pella. It's not much a pella. What's the Rashi talking about? L'chotzef is gonna give teeth to the shtar. How does that work? It's only a rove. Anansadi rove. Anansadi is not edus. It's that we're edim. That means that we know we have a rove. We have an understanding of psychology. That's all. And how's that going to be enough to give the shtar a shame edus? The B'lchana Wasserman in Kovet Shirim in Bava Basra, the tail end, in Os Tovkov Tzadi, so he has a fundamental yisod. He says that he thinks what Rashi means, Rashi's leaving out a very important point, but it's so obvious that he doesn't have to say it. See, what's the real mokka for shtar? What's the mokka for shtari mam? Is there a pasuk in Chumash that talks about shtari mam? No. But before Yom Tov, we said, it's a pasuk from Navi. Where's the Navi? Who, which Navi? Yirmiah. Right? Yirmiah was buying the field from Hanamel ben Dodo, right? Hanamel, his cousin. And the pasuk there says, V'chosov ba'sefer v'chosom v'hoed edim. pasuk teaches him how to buy the field. He was writing a shtar. It says v'chasav basefer v'chasam v'chayid edim. It was a shtar. That's the makor for shtar min haTorah. Right? Divrei Kabbalah k'divrei Torah dami. That's the din d'oraisa, that there's a concept called a shtar. So it's not just an ansan. You can't just be an ansan. It's not just an umdana. It's a gzeras akosav that a shtar is kosher. Question is how to make a shtar. The mesira karsi, the chasima karsi. We talked a little bit. We have to talk more. It's a sham in the future. Question is how to make that shtar. But it's clear. Pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah says that there is a concept called a shtar. So it's really gzeras akosav. Rabbi Chanan says even Rashi admits that it's gzeras akosav. It's gzeras hakosav. The gzeras hakosav, he says, is that it teaches us to be somech on the umdana. The lochotz to finish, people are not going to be mezayif the shtar. That's what the gzeras hakosav is teaching me. The gzeras hakosav is teaching me that a shtar works. So it's not just anan sadi. It's really a gzeras hakosav. That's why it has a shem edus. It has a din edus. It's not just an umdana ba'alma. So that's how we can understand why it has a shame edus. And we're not just relying on a rove, we're really relying on a shame edus. That's the gzeres hakosav that edus b'shtar works. So that's why it can work in Gittin HaKidushim, it can work in Mammon as well. But if that's the case, so what's Rashi saying? Rashi says that Reish Lakish is Olalacha that Emachasim Elashtar Naskim Mishnah Pedusim Ebezdin is Lochatz Finish Lizayufei. People are not going to be Chutzpedik to be Mizayev, but isn't it really Gzeras Hakosav? Rashi seems to be saying that the Gzeras Hakosav is that we can rely on Lochatzif to assume that they're not going to be Chutzpedik to be Mizayev Shtar. So the Gzeras Hakosav gives the Shtar a Shem Edus, but if you wouldn't have Lochatzif, then it wouldn't. Somehow it wouldn't work. So you're the Torah l'sof daitam shel edim and l'sof daitam shel bali davar, that they're not going to be chotzef l'zayufim. So what is Rashi saying over here? Like, what's the lo chotzef doing? What does he need lo chotzef for? Let him just say gzeras hakosav v'chosav basefer v'chosav. Adkan. Reish Lakish should tell me that there's a gzeras hakosav v'chosav basefer v'chosav to tell me that there's a shtar. There's a concept called shtar. If there's a concept called shtar, so it's k'mishin achrei dusan bebezdin. That's it. What does he need lochotzef for? What's that adding? What is lochotzef adding? I need to have a time of the crawl over here. I need to have a drosha, some lomdish svara to explain how shtar works. It's exeris akosu. So if it's exeris akosu, of course shtar is going to work. But what do I need the whole umdana for? We started by saying that the umdana is a good svara. Because of the umdana, I don't need a kiyum. But then we were troubled. The umdana is only a rove anyway, so how's the rove going to help me? Must be it's exeris hakosav. But once you know that there's exeris hakosav, so what do you need the umdana for? Why do you need both of these things coming together? So it could be that Rashi is troubled with Akashi. Rashi's bothered with Akashi. The kasha that Rashi is bothered with is that if shtar is just gzeras hakosav, the pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah introduces us to the concept of shtar. And once I have gzeras hakosav that shtar works, so then there's no need for kiyum shtaris at all. So then you're going to have a real problem. People left and right are going to be mezayev shtaris. After all, there's a halacha that once you have a shtar, the shtar works by itself. Right? The walk and talk and shtar is a very powerful concept. So once the Torah introduces the concept of shtar, so it's going to be much worse than Eidus Balpeh. Eidus Balpeh, you can't be Messiah Eidim Balpeh. The Eidim themselves are coming and talking. But once you can have Eidim, they're not speaking Mamish in front of Bezdin, so you open up a Pandora's box for people to be Messiah Shtaris. So how does Shtaris work? B'chla. That's the kasha that Rashi is troubled. Rashi knew the Pasuk and say for Yirmiyah. Of course. It's Exeris HaKosav. It has to be Exeris HaKosav. If it weren't Exeris HaKosav, then there's no Eidus here. Of course it's Exeris HaKosav. But the problem is that if we just rely on the din Torah, just rely on stam gzeras hakasam, that there's a concept of shtar, that teaches you there's a concept of shtar. If that's what you're going to rely on, so then anyone is going to be mezayah for shtar. Anyone's going to be mezayah for shtar. Of course, minat Torah you should need kiyum. Of course, you should need kiyum. In fact, that kasha is the kasha that bothered one of the rishonim. Who?
Tosus
and Ksubas. Tosus and Ksubas is very bothered with this. But from the Gemara, you get the impression that Kiyum Shtaris is only the Rabbanim. Impression? The Gemara said it. Kiyum Shtaris is the Rabbanim. So Tosus says, what do you mean Kiyum Shtaris is the Rabbanim? In a Torah, the Shtar is a good Shtar? But then everyone is going to be Mazayev Shtaris left and right. Everyone's going to be Mazayev Shtaris left and right. This is what bothered Tosus. Does someone have a Gemara Ksubas with them? I've got to get back into the rhythm of bringing this farm. I forgot the sperm, I forgot my marker, I forgot it. Have a Gemara. That's all you need. A Gemara and a cup. I hope I have a cup. Okay. What does Tosfos say? Kiyum Shtaris Drabanan. This is Tosfos Ksubas Dav Chof Ches. Kevin de Medaraisa filu Edom Shiakiru Chasima so Edom Ashtar Kosher. Im Kain kol Odom Sheyirtze Yizayev Viyichto Viyachto Mashayirtze Viyigve Mimenu. Pile Ployim. Fractosis. If there's a Xeris HaKosov, that Shtar works. There's a new concept of Shtar. Without the Xeris HaKosov, I'd never say that Shtar would work. It's Doch Mi Pik Savam. The Edom are writing. They're not testifying about Peh. Normally we assume Al Pishnei Edom, Yochum Dover. You need Pishnei Edom. They have to testify about Peh. So how can you have a concept of the Xeris HaKosov that Shtar works? So once there's a Xeris HaKosov, everyone's going to be Mazayev Shtar. It's crazy. Marie says Tosus no. The Re explains the Igla Memra going Shalovim Moda Shakosvo. The Toin Shu Parua. Moda Vishnah Shakos. Let's say the Lova comes and says, I paid up that chov. What's he doing by saying I paid up that chov? He's Moda that the Shtar is not Mezuyif. Moda Vishnah Shakosvo. If he's Moda, it's not that he comes to bed and says, I admit the Shtar is good. That's not, he wouldn't do that kind of thing. If he did that kind of thing, so just pay the chov. No, he comes to Bezdin and he tines against the Malvin. He says, Parati. But Lichten in das Wort, right? Lying in that word is that he admits that the Shtar is not Mezuyif. Says Tosus, Mode Vishtar Shakosvo. So now there's a machlokes. And Mode Vishtar Shakosvo, he admitted that the Shtar was a good Shtar at some point in time. He claims Parua. So now the Shaila is, does the Malva have to be Mekayim the Shtar in order to be able to be Gover with this Shtar? That's the Machlokas, but the Moda B'Shtar Shekosu Tzorach L'Kaimo, or Moda B'Shtar Shekosu ain't Tzorach L'Kaimo. You have to be Mekayim the Shtar? Do we say that the fact that the Lova admits, he's not really admitting, he's saying Parua, but Lichten dem Werter, right? Lying in the words that the Lova is saying is that the Shtar is good. So does that automatically, is that an automatic Kiyum, and now the Malva doesn't have to be Mekayim the Shtar? Or do we say no, that the Malva does have to be Mekayim the Shtar? But if we say the Malva has to be Mekayim the Shtar in such a case where the Lova says Parati and it sounds like he's admitting the Shtar is good, if we say that the Malva still has to be Mekayim the Shtar, what kind of a Kiyum is that? What kind of a level of Kiyum is that? Drabana. That's only Drabana. That's, there's no need for a Kiyum Daraisa in such a case. That's what the Gemara is talking about. The Re in the first Daraisa is saying, really Kiyum Shtar is Daraisa. If the Lova denies the whole Shtar, says the whole thing's a fake, of course you need a Kiyum Daraisa. If not, then people are going to be Mazayev Shtaris. No, of course, if he denies it, then you need a Kiyum Daraisa. The case that the Gemara is talking about, the Kiyum Shtaris Darabonan, that's where the Lova is, so to speak, implicitly admitting that the Shtar might be good. He says, Parati, I paid up that chov. So now the question is, if you need Kiyum, according to one day, you talk, I do need Kiyum, that Kiyum is only Darabonan. That's one answer. Or another case, the Re says, let's say you can be Mekayim the Shtar. Not that Edom are going to come and say that, yeah, we recognize the signatures, we know for sure. These are these two individuals. No, but the Malva has other Shtaros. The Yotze Mitachas Yodo, the Malva has other Shtaros. Other fields, Mekachu Memker or something, that he has these Edom there. So we can verify the signatures from the other Shtaris. It sounds sort of weird. Maybe he was Mazayef everything. Maybe. But maybe not. To say that he was Mazayef so many Shtaris, okay, that's a bigger Chashash, right? It's not so Not so simple. Mistama, he wasn't Mizayev so many stars. Oh, so Zakhtari, in such a case, since it's not such a Dover Pasha that he was Mizayev, so the need for Kiyum there is only a Chiyuv Midrabbanan. So that's what the Gemara is talking about. One of these two cases, he says. One of these two cases, either where the Lova says Parati, his mother Mishnah Shekoso, so then the Kiyum is only Midrabbanan, or where the Malva is able to bring other stars before us. We don't assume in our Torah that all the stars he has, Tachas Yadu, they're all Mizuyev. It's hard to believe that they're all Mizuyev. Midrabbanan, though, we're afraid. Midrabbanan, we still require a Kiyum. So that Kiyum is only a Kiyum Midrabbanan. But Zakhturi, if it wouldn't be such a case, right, if the Mala didn't have these other stars that you could be Mekayim from, right, if the Lover would not be Moda Shekosvo, Avada, the Kiyum is Daraisa. Kiyum is Daraisa. Says Tosfos, not so fast. Tosfos ends by saying, but from the Gemara in Gittin, you get the impression that even if the Lov is not Modi, even if it's not these two cases, even if we're not Makir the Chasimas at all, we're not Makir the Chasimas at all, nevertheless, Min HaTorah, it's Kamishinach Redusam Bebezdin, and Kiyum is only the Rabbanim. Gemara in Gittin, who Gemara get? What Gemara? All Gemara in Gittin, Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish says, Medina, right? Bedin, the Afilu, the Kiyum Shtaras, Nami Loli Bai, Kid Resh Lakish. Loli Bai Bechlal. Right? Men HaTorah, there's no need for Kiyum. So Agamara says, Tosfos, sounds like it's against the Ri. Agamara sounds like, even if the Lov is not Modis, still, the need for Kiyum is only Drabon, and it's not Darais. It's not Darais. Mesoras HaShas points out this Tosfos. It's a collector's item Tosfos, but it's right here. Even if you didn't know the Tosfos, but it's right here on the side of the Gemara, they point out this Tosfos. That it's clear from our sugya. I mean, I'm not sure what the Ri would say, but from our sugya, you get the impression Kiyum Shtaras Derabbanan in all circumstances, even if the Lova denies everything. Even if the Baldover, whatever Baldover you're talking about, denies everything. So how can that be? How can it be? Tosfos just ends off, but he trails off. And you sort of don't know what to do. Now, he does point out that it sounds like that from the Gemara in Gittin. The Kiyum Shtaras Derabbanan. I mean, HaTorah, there's no need for Kiyum. But how? How? What's the problem? Tosfos Kasha. If Kiyum Shtaras Derabbanan, even where the Lova is shrying Chai V'Kayim, even where the Baldover is screaming and saying that it's Mezuyev, so aren't you opening up a Pandora's box that everyone's going to be Mezuyev Shtaras? Maybe that's what was bothering Rashi. Maybe that's what was bothering Rashi. Rashi was bothered with this kasha, with the kasha Tosfos and Ksubis, that if Kiyum Shtaras is only Derabbanan, okay, it's Derabbanan because there's a concept of Shtar. In our Torah, the Pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah says there's a concept of Shtar. But if you'll tell me that because there's a concept in our Torah of Shtar, Kiyum Shtaras Derabbanan in all circumstances, so Loshafkes Chay L'Choberia. It doesn't make any sense. People are going to be Mizayim Shtaras left and right. Zokrashi, you misunderstood. Part of the Gzeres HaKosev is the Torah was Yorda L'Sovdait on Shel B'nei Adam L'Chotzev Finish L'Ziyufei. That's what the Gzeres HaKosev means. That's Stam Gzeres HaKosev. There's an Umdana as part of that Gzeres HaKosev. It's not Stam that the Torah says that a Shtar is a Shtar. It has a Din Eidus. No, the Torah is saying people are not Chutzpedik to be Mizayev Shtaras. If not for that umdana, the Torah couldn't give us such a rule. It would be a rule that couldn't be implemented because it wouldn't make any sense. So Rashi is not giving us nochasvar. Rashi is explaining the Gzeres HaKosev. Lochotzif is the beer in the Gzeres HaKosev because without that beer, Tosfos is kasha and Ksubis Torah remains a kasha. That you can say it's Gzeres HaKosev from today till tomorrow that a shtar works, but if people are chutzpah to be mezayev, so then there's no teeth to that Gzeres HaKosev. It's just going to open up. Going to open up Ziyuf. Everyone's going to be Mizayev Shtaras. How can you rely on any Shtar at that point? It's a din d'oraisa that you have to rely on the Shtar, but it's not going to make any sense to rely on the Shtar because people are going to be Mizayev. Must be the Torah understood that people are not going to be Mizayev. People are not going to be Mizayev. They're not that chutzpah. The chutzpah, there is chutzpah in the world, but the Azoivite, so far, that they're not going to do. Chora, that's the Pshat. Rebbe Chanan's Pshat in Rashi is that Rashi is explaining what the Gzeres HaKosev is all about. The Chotzef explains that the Torah can give us this concept of shtar because people are not chutzpedik to be mizayev shtar. Will.
if you're Rabbi Elazar, you're reading that end of that pasuk, behead Aiden, as referring to Aiden Sira.
I guess so, yeah.
But if you're not, then was that telling you, could that be like the Aiden?
He's saying v'chosom v'sefer v'chosom v'hoi Aiden. What's the v'hoi Aiden? Once you have a chasim, that is that. Yeah, okay, we'll get to it. When we talk about Aiden, Masir Kasi, Aiden, Chasim, Kasi, we'll have to go back to the pasuk.
There's no way that's like the Aiden that are being the
time,
right?
According to Rabbi Meir, so even if you need, we'll see, Tosan Rav Dalet says that even Lefi Rabbi Meir, you still need Eide Kiyum on a get. Even if you have Eide Chasim Akasi, you still need Eide Kiyum. But that's on a get, it's because Eide Avshar Rav Mishnayim. But no one would say that you need Eide Kiyum on Dine Mamanis. We talked about that, the relationship between beer and
Kiyum.
Yeah, talking about selling a field. It's Mekachul Memker. So it's a little strange, but we'll have to get back to it. Yeah?
Don't we try to stay away from the Dorish time itself?
We try. But sometimes we can't. Sometimes we have to be Darsh Tarasha because without that, then it's not gonna stand. Right? So Lechora, that's what Rashi is telling us. Okay. This is point number one. But it could be that Rashi has something else in mind as well. Rashi was bothered with another cash. Another cash. What's the other cash? The Ritva's cash. What is the Ritva ask? The Ritva says, look, you know, if Gittin is your first Noshim Masechta, so then I understand you're being introduced to Reish Lakish's Din, you never heard it before. But if you learn Keseda, so you've learned already Yevamis and Ksubis, Nedarim and Nazir and Sota, right? So if you've learned Ksubis, if you got the Tosis and Ksubis and Daf Chavches, Mustami, you learned your Ches and Beis, right? Your Ches comes before Chavches. Okay. Kitze, Reish Lakish's halacha appears in Ksubas on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. That's really where it makes it big. But what's Reish Lakish teaching us in Ksubas? What is this principle teaching us? Reish Lakish tells me what? It's as if there's a drish v'chakira, and therefore what? Therefore what? Can someone formulate for me? What's it then really teaching us? The din in Ksubas on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. That once is commissioned Nechira, so what can't the Eidim do? They can't retract. Chazar. Reish Lakish is really talking about the Chazara of the Eidim. Can they retract the Eidus once they've written the Shtar? That's really what it's going on. At the context of Reish Lakish, the Halomdish context, we've seen this Mishnah together a number of times last year. Baba Basi, Pesha Asa. So we're in the context of Pesha Asa. Mishnah says, Eidim sha'amru k'sav yadenu uzav al anusim ayinu k'tanam ayinu p'sula eidus ayinu hara eilu neman. Eidim say this is k'sav yad. The Eidim are verifying the signatures. The Eidim themselves. So they verify the signatures on the shtar, but they say, but you should know that we were anusim. We signed the shtar under duress. Basically, the Eidim say these are our signatures, but we're telling you the shtar is kosel. That's really what they're saying. Right? That's the pesha osim. That they're saying the star is good, but then they're saying it's bad. It's a reverse pesha asa, right? It's a pesha hiter who a pesha asa, right? So anusim ayinu k'tanim ayinu p'sula edus ayinu. The Mishnah says that the neman, but v'im yesh edim shuk sav yadam moshe k'sav yadam yotzei mimakom acher ein a nemanim. But if we have independent verification of their signatures, so then the edim are not neman to pasul the star. Who misamcha? If we have independent verification of the shtar, so we're not relying on the Eidim to give us the sense that the shtar is kosher. So we don't have a pesha hiter over here, right? It's not the Eidim who are being matter. We have independent verification that the shtar is kosher. So if the Eidim come and they say that the shtar is posel because they were psula edus or they were ketanim, etc., it's a trey or trey. They're not neman. They're not neman against the shtar. So there's a back and forth. We don't have to get involved in the details of the back and forth. But in the midst of that sugya, Rava says like this. You know what? Let's just read the sugya. You have to understand the background. So Amar Rami Bacham, Alo Shonu, Alo Sha'amru, Anus Mayim Achmas Mamun, Anus Mayim Achmas Nefash, Asarei Ilu Neman. Rami Bacham says what? In the Reisha. Lo shanu ela sha'amru anusim ayinu machmas mamon. The Eidim come and say that we were forced because of some monetary issue. right? They were bribed. They were bribed into it. So Rami Vachama says, I'm sorry, not in the Reish, in the Seif. Sabiodim is Yotze Mimakom Acher. We have independent verification of the Shtar, so now the Edom are not going to be Neman. So Sof Rami Vachama, they're not going to be Neman if they say that they were bribed. They're not going to be Neman. Because Ein Adam Eisem Atzma Rasha. If they say they were bribed, then Usum Ainu Machmas Mammon, so then Ein Adam Eisem Atzma Rasha, that they're not going to be Neman. But if they say someone put a gun to our heads, the neman even in the sefer. So it seems like Rami Bacham is learning that the din of the sefer, that if Saviyadim is yotze mimakom acher, they're not going to be neman. That's because they ain't the meis matzah rasha. They say they were anusim machmas mamon, they're not going to be neman. But machmas devasha, they would be neman. So amalei rava kol kamine. Well, anusim ainu machmas devasha, they should be neman. Kevet shehigid shebena chozer umagid. They can't retract the testimony. They can't retract the testimony. Once we have an independent verification, so we have a testimony from these Eidim. So now when they say, Anusama, you know, they're trying to be Chozer Umagid, they can't be Chozer Umagid. What are you going to tell me? The Kevin Shigin Shivan Chozer Umagid only applies to Eidim's Valper. If you have Eidim testifying before and Bezdin, then they can't be Chozer Umagid afterwards. But Bishtar, that's not true. Says Rav, it's doch not true. Reish Lakish's principle tells me that not only can Eidim Balpeh be Chozer Magid, but Eidim Bishtar can't be Chozer Magid either. That's what Reish Lakish is telling me. That's what Reish Lakish is telling me. It's not what Reish Lakish is telling me in Gittin, but that's what he says in Tzuvos. Reish Lakish says that Eidim Achasum al Ashtar, it's like there was a Drish of Hakir. If it's like there was a Drish of Hakir, they can't be Chozer Magid. They can't retract the testimony. They can't retract the testimony. So Frekta Ritva, what does Reish Lakish have to do with Agimar? Agimar is doing what? It uses Reish Lakish to say that Minat Torah there's no need for Kiyum. Minat Torah there's no need for Kiyum. Agimar is saying what? Reish Lakish. Eidim Achasum al Ashtar. Kamisha Nechkir. Kamisha Nechkir Eidus in the Beth. What does it mean? So in Gittin, it's a nice present, but yeah. In Gittin, it's teaching us that Kiyum Shtaras is only Midrabbanan. Can you see it at all? See it at all? Yeah. Okay, whatever it is. Multi talented president. Thank you. Psh! Uru Einai! This is a perk. One of the perks. Okay. In Ksuvos, what's the Gemara saying? Reish Lakish is teaching me that Eidim Shebish, Afilu Eidim Shebishtar, Einam Yecholim, Lachzor Me'edusim. Reish Lakish is talking out of both sides of his mouth. And what he says in Ksuvos, not what he says in Gittin. Like, well, what's going on over here? What's going on over here? This is the Ritva's kash. The Ritva has this kash. B'dinu d'kiyum shtaras lo libay kid Reish Lakish v'kasha my raya maisi mehayid Reish Lakish d'chiyama Reish Lakish edem achasim al ashtar naskim mishinech kura chulei haynu le'inyin she'enon yicholin lo mashuv me'idim anu. He's not talking about a star she'ainu makuyim. Does it need kiyum? Does not need. He's talking about a star makuyim. Can there be chozer from the edus by a star makuyim? That's what he's talking about. Avos star she'ainu makuyim. The ikal is svuki. The shemelo chasmu edim meolam el mezuyifu menolan beha. How do you know? How do you know Reish Lakish is referring to a star she'ainu makuyim? Kiyum shtaras to rabbanim. Minat Torah. There's no need for kiyum shtaras. Reish Lakish is mechadik. Vushteit, who said anything about that? That's not what Reish Lakish is going on. If before there was Nechkrei Dusim, they say, Badoin, we're liars. We're not going to give them Chasim Bereshis. But they trust. Chasim Torah. Zich. We're not going to be Mechabedim. But if him is Nechkrei Dusim, Omar, not Makira, there's a mistake over here in the footnote. He says, Badoin Anu, ain't Nemonim. Omar Eish Lokish, Eidem Achazum, Alashtan, Azgimish, Nechkrei Dusim, Bebezdin, Lomar, Badoin mikevan shechosmu ein yichol in lomar badoin anu. There's a lot of makirin that doesn't belong. Makir, the writer of the footnote was makir that it's supposed to say badoin, right? Reish Lakish teaches me that by shtar as well. Kimishenech greidusim bebezdin. More I bangle it, the lower this is going to get. What they do to me here? Like I haven't been here for only a week and a half. It's like it's okay. Okay, getting back. Reish Lakish is not talking about a shtar she'ena makuyim. He's talking about a shtar makuyim and the bichose from the edus by a shtar makuyim. What's Avimara doing? Invoking Reish Lakish to explain that Kim Shtaris is only Ravana. What's going on over here? That's the Ritva's tash. Yishlomer comes to Ritva and he gives two answers. Yishlomer the efshe the kimlu by hider Reish Lakish afilu b'shtar she'ena makuyim kol. The mistamba eidem achasum al ashtar. The mistamba ka'omar. Maybe it should say the bistamba ka'omar eidem. He said stam eidem achasum al ashtar. Did he say eidem achasum al ashtar makuyim? Is naskimish nechra? They can't be chosim magid. Didn't say that. He said eidem achasum al ashtar. So it sounds like he's referring to both ashtar makuyim or to ashtar shein makuyim. Ugshayna makuyim nechkrei dusa min ha-Torah. Shem makuyim midrabana. So first the Ritva answers, Reish Lakish's statement is really bestoma. He says, Eidem achasum al ashtar. He doesn't say shtar makuyim. So, mistoma he's talking about both. Mistoma he's talking about both. That's his first answer. So even though he seems to understand that the Ritva seems to understand the Iker Din of Reish Lakish is that once the Edom are signed in the Shtar, they can't be chosen from the Edus. That's the Iker. The Iker is really Reish Lakish and Ksubas and Afil Chesam Ibings. But because Reish Lakish formulated his halacha in a general way, so Likten Nem Verta, lying in his words, is the second halacha too. The halacha of Gittin. That Min HaTorah, there's no need for Kiyam. It's Kimishinach Reidus and Bebezdin, so there's no need for Kiyam. That might not be the ikar of what he said, but it said bestoma. So bestoma, he wanted to include both. Ve'ena mechuvah. Not the Ritva, but I don't think it's really right. I don't think that's really right. Ve'anochan k'mo shetiritz Rabbeinu. Quotes his Rebbe, a different teretz. D'midah'amar Reish Lakish den machasum al ashtar nazgim mishnach kredusum ebezdin. What's Reish Lakish really saying? Okay, Reish Lakish is talking about chazor. That's the halacha that he's referring to. But what is he really saying? What do his words mean? He's just saying that they can't be chozer magid. He doesn't say that. He says kivishenech reidusan bebezdin dam. That's his formulation. So what's lichten dam verita? What's implied by what Reish Lakish says? Talk to Ritva. You know what's implied? Alma de alima milsa de shtora veleka lemecha shlemechdam shikra b'shtor. Reish Lakish is saying that if Eidem Achasum al Ashtar is so strong, if it's Kamishinech Reidusim Bebezdin Dami, to the extent that now the Eidem can't be Chozim Magidim, they can't retract their testimony. So what are you telling me? You're telling me Eidem Achasum B'Shtar, Alima Milsa D'Shtara, the concept of Shtar is super strong. It's a super strong Eidus, Leinian Zed, that they can't be Chozim Magid. So if it's super strong, then it makes sense that the kiyum is only the rabbanon also. If alima milsa d'shtar, what does it mean, alima milsa d'shtar? Why is it super strong? Once we have the edim chasum d'shtar? Leka lemecha shlemechtam shikra b'shtara. Dr. Idvarish Lakish is teaching us that Edom Chasum Alashtar, once you have Edom Chasum Alashtar, what are we saying? That Alima Milsa Dishtara. Why is the Milsa Dishtara strong? Why do we consider a Shtar so strong? Because Leka Lamechash Demechtam Beshikra. Lo Chotzif Inish Lziyufe, right? People are not Choshed that they're going to be Mechtam Beshikra. They're going to sign falsely. We're not afraid of that. That's why Alima Milsa Dishtara. V'hainu Dein Emonim Lomer Badoin Anu. And that's why they're not nemar to say that we're lying. They can't be chozer magid. Why can't they be chozer magid? Because we're not afraid that they will mechtam b'shikra. The assumption is alim amilz of the shtar. Well, once they sign on the shtar, we assume it must be us because people would never be mezayif. So it's not just Reish Lakish says that edim shebishtar can't be chozer from the edus. That's not what he meant. He's saying something much deeper than that. He's saying, once you have Eidus Bishtar, so that Eidus Bishtar is Olin. Alima Milsa Dishtara. Why? Because we don't assume that the Eidim are going to sign B'Sheker. And that's why they can't be Chozer Magidim. Because we trust what they say in the Shtar. We trust that it's Emes. Nafgemina Namid Lo Be'inan Kiyum Midaraisa. Mahanya Taima Dalima Milsa Dishtar. Zokter Itfa. Who Adin Nami? For the same reason, for the self-same reason, once we assume Alima Milsa Dishtara, if we assume Alima Milsa Dishtara, the Lekal Mechash, the Mechtan Beshikra, so there are two nafkamina to that principle. There are two nafkamina. One is they can't be chosen from the Eidus, because we trust what they said, they're not going to be Mechtan Beshikra. But secondly, Minat Torah shouldn't require Kiyum either. Reish Lakish happens to be talking about Chazara, but he's saying something so much deeper. Once he says something so much deeper, that's a nafkamina for our halach and Gittin also. So you really can learn both from Reish Lakish's principle. Right? Mahanya time at Alim and Milsa Dishtar, v'chaladim nizish lo lasu sheka bishtar, umidina lekalamechash demizu yafu. Two answers of the Ritva. The first answer of the Ritva is that Reish Lakish's halacha really is talking about Ishtar Makoyim. They really is talking about Ishtar Makoyim. Aye, but we apply it to Ishtar Sheinu Makoyim and Gittin also? Well, because he phrases it in a general fashion and we accept Ishtar. So therefore, we'll apply it to Ishtar Sheinu Makoyim also. Now it's a Shvera Teretz, as he himself says, V'lo Mechuver. It's a Shvera Teretz. Then the Ritva suggests B'Shem Rabbo, says, no, maybe it's not such a Shvera Teretz, maybe it's a real Teretz. Maybe the idea is Reish Lakish is teaching us the Yesod. The Yesod he's teaching us is not just that there's a concept of Shtar. He's explaining to us why. Why there's a concept of Shtar? Alima Milsa Dishtar, because Leka Lamechash Demechtem Beshikra. We're not choshed that someone is going to be chosen Besheker. And for that reason, Reish Lakish says that they can't be chosen from the Eidus, because we assume the Eidus is true. So if they can't be chosen from the Eidus, because Alima Milsa Dishtar, V'lo choshed Lamechtem Beshikra, by the same token, Kiyum Shtaris is only going to be the Rabbanan. Kiyum Shtaris is only going to be the Rabbanan. What are the two Perushim in the Ritva arguing about? They seem to be arguing about what is the Gzeres HaKosav, V'Chosav HaSefer V'Chosam telling me. Right? V'Chosav HaSefer V'Chosam telling me, what's the Chiddush of that Pasuk? The simple pshat in the Chiddush of that Pasuk is that V'Chosav HaSefer V'Chosam is teaching me, you would have thought that Eidus B'Shtar is possible. It doesn't work. Eidus B'Shtar can't work. Why not? Two words. Why can't Eidus B'Shtar work? What's the default? Mipi? Mipiem v'lo mipiksavim. If it's mipiksavim, it's not going to work. Right? It's like edus piksavim. Edus piksavim never works. Mipiksavim doesn't work. So you would think there's no such thing as edus b'shar b'chla. Comes v'chosav v'sefer v'chosav and teaches me, no, mipiksavim is not a problem if it's written as a shtar. If the dasa mischayiv, if the tzivir abal is there, the bal, if the baldover is mitzavah the edim to write the shtar, to sign the shtar, so it's not mipiksavim, it's called edus b'shtar, and therefore the shtar is going to be kosh. Maybe that's all that the Pasuk teaches me. If that's all the Pasuk teaches me, so then we don't really understand why by Ishtar She'enu Mekuyim Minatari shouldn't Nikiyim. All the Pasuk taught me is that Ishtar is kosher, but it didn't tell me that we know for sure that it's true. So that's what the first day in the Ritva holds. That's why he has to stand on his head to say, well, Reish Lakish's halacha really is talking about Ishtar Mekuyim, but maybe it applies to Ishtar She'enu Mekuyim as well, but he's not so sure that it should be right. What's the second pshat? Right, the Ritva's second pshat. What's that assuming? it's assuming that v'chasum v'sefer v'chasum is teaching me much more. It's not just teaching me that edus b'shtar is an acceptable edus. It's not mipiksavam. No. The Gzeras HaKosev is teaching me a svaratu, that you're the Torahless of Dagon Shel B'nei Adam, lo chotze finish l'ziyufe. People are not choshed to be Messiah v'shtar. That's what the Gzeras HaKosev is teaching me. It's not just teaching me that Ashtar is kosher, it's teaching me why Ashtar is kosher. It's teaching me Alima Milsa the Shtar, that the Edush of Ashtar is going to be is very strong. Oh, once we understand the Gzeras HaKosev in that way, so then we have two Nafkamina. We have one Nafkamina that they can't be Choser Magid, they can't be Choser from the Edush, because if Alima Milsa the Shtar, of course they can't retract it. But we also now understand why the Kiyum Shtaris is not Darais anymore. Minat Torah, the Shtar is perfectly kosher. We assume that it's kosher because people don't have the chutzpah to be mezayif. Lo choshed inish, right? What's the lashon of the Ritva? Leka lemeichesh, the mechtam b'shikra. Leka lemeichesh, the mechtam b'shikra. We're not afraid of that. So that's why Kim Shtars is only going to be the rabbi. Efshem and Kenzogin. Maybe we could say that that's what was bothering Rashi. And we started this year, we asked, what's Rashi saying? Rashi has to admit that there's a gzeras hakasa v'chasa v'sefer v'chasa. We have to learn shtar from a pasuk. It has to be a daraisa. If it's just an umdana, if it's just lochotzif, that's not going to help me to teach me why it's a din daraisa. It's an edus. How can it be an edus? And it's going to work by moment, but it's only a rove. So how can the rove work by moment? So Rashi obviously understood that there's a pasuk. So why did Rashi tell me lochotzif finish le ziyufe? What's the purpose of that svar? So one answer we gave was maybe Rashi was troubled with Tosis Kashi. That you can say from the Chosav HaSefer V'Chosav that a shtar is a good edus. You could say that from Haim Pizmorgan, but the reality is, if that's all that you're going to say, if you're going to say that there's a gzeras HaKosav, the shtar is always kosher, so now you're opening up the possibility that everyone's going to be Mazayev Shtaris. How does that work? So Rashi understood, no, the gzeras HaKosav is teaching me more than just the kashas of the shtar, but why? Why is the shtar kosher? Because people are not so chutzpedik to be Mazayev the shtar. So that's explaining. That's explaining what? That's explaining how it could be that Kiyum Shtaris is only Drabbanan, because we're not afraid people are going to be Mazayif Shtar. Now Kiyum Shtaris is only Drabbanan, even if the Lova is screaming that the Shtar is Mazayif, right, against the Ring. Right? Even if the Lova denies everything. No, still, in the Torah it's not necessary to be Mekayim Shtar. Lochotziv tells me that we're not afraid someone's going to be Mazayif. So that explains why Kiyum Shtaris Rabbanan, even if the Lova is screaming that the Shtar is Mazayif. According to the Ritva, we have another Pshat in Rashi. That why does Rashi have to mention Lochotziv finish the Ziyufe? The reason Rashi has to mention that is he's trying to explain how Reish Lakish can explain the din of Agimar. How Reish Lakish can explain that Kiyum Shtaris is only Rabbanan. Because our impression is that Reish Lakish is teaching me that there can't be a Chazara from the Eidus, like Reish Lakish and Ksubis. How do we know to expand Reish Lakish to our Sugya? Reish Lakish doesn't belong here, Rashi is troubled. Reish Lakish doesn't belong here. He's not talking about whether Kiyum Shtar is Drabbanan. He's talking about that there can't be Chazara Magid. If the Eidim are signed in the Shtar, it's Kamishnech Reidusim Bebeznes, so they can't be Chazara Magid. What's that do with it? It's mixing apples and oranges over here. Like, well, what's it doing over here? Dr. Rashi, no, you misunderstood Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds that the Gzeras HaKosav, V'Chosav, V'Sefer, V'Chosav is not just the Gzeras HaKosav Alma. It's the Gzeras HaKosav that's teaching me a Svara also. There's a Svara licked in the Gzeras HaKosav. V'Chosav, Inish, L'Ziyufe. People are not going to be Chutzpidik. Leka L'Meichash, the Mechtan B'Shikra. That's what he's really saying. The nafkamina of that is that they can't be chozer magid, they can't retract. But once we understand Reish Lakish, he's not just telling me stamadin that edus b'shtar works. No, he's telling me lochotzef also. He's giving me the svar too. So once he's giving me the svar, then we understand the other part. We understand our gemara. Reish Lakish can teach me that kiyum shtaris is only going to be the rabbanan. Okay, these could be the two reasons perhaps why Rashi has to add Lochotzef, and he just doesn't say Reish Lakish's klal is based on a pasuk. No, it's more, because he's trying to answer one of these two kashas, kasha of the Ritva or the kasha of Tosis and Ksubis. Questions? Yeah.
How can this chazaka of Lochotzef Inish still apply if the person if the Hasim are claiming that they were forced into signing the shtar? I mean, this is a chazaka that would apply in normal situations. People aren't going to forge their forge like a star, but
the Edom didn't say that they forged it. The Edom said that these are achasimas, but we're explaining what we did. So if we have Ksav Yodom is Yotzim Rokam Acher, we have independent verification of the Edom, so then we don't trust them in the extra that they're saying. Because it's like a chazar. It's like retracting what they said. They say in the Shtar it doesn't say that they were Anusim Ayinu Machmas Moran. Right? So why should we believe them? That's a chazara. So they're not Neman. Rishlal Gishlez, they're not Neman in the chazar.
I see that the Kasha and the Mark Suis assumes that you would believe the Edom to at least say they were honest for their lives, just that we would have an issue with Chazar B'Shtar. But that like concept of Chazar B'Shtar seems to only hold if you if you can say this Chazak of the Chatz Benish.
Gemara says what? The Gemara says that if they claim Anusim Ayinu Machmas Mamon, then they're not going to be believed because Edom Donais and Atzer Rasha. But Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefashim, they should be believed. That's what Rami Bacham is saying. So Rava asks on that, how can it be? Even if they said Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefashim, there is no Einad Meisim Machmas Rasha problem. It's only a Chazara problem. But that also doesn't work. They're not Neman to be Chosen. So if they say Anusim Ayinu Machmas Mamon, they're not going to be Neman anyway because Einad Meisim Machmas Rasha. But Frank Rava, even if it's Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefashim, they still shouldn't be Neman because Kevin Chigit should have chosen market. Eidim Shebeshtar, not Nemat, to be chosen market. That's the Kashi Gemara. So the Gemara reinterprets, the answer to the Gemara is that Rami Bacham is going on the Reisha, not the Seifa. But that's not for us. Right? Rava's Kasha is even if they say Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefashos, where there is no Ein Adam Eisim Matzah Rasha, it's not making themselves into a Rasha to say we signed the Shtar because he put a gun to our head. Right? It's not one of the Gimel Averis. He's allowed to sign the Shtar, Besheker, if they put a gun to his head. So the only problem would be that the Chotzer Magid. But Frekt Rava, Reish Lakish would say that even Bishtar, they can't be Chotzer Magid because it's Kedushin Akhir Yusuf Vazda. Okay? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, you know what? We still have a little more. Ksav Yodom. I want to do the Ksos with you. How many Talmidim got to the Ksos? Okay, let's wait for the Ksos until Sunday. Okay, I'll end with a brief part from the Parsha. But I would like to move on. I would like to... There are three parts to the Sugya, as I discussed with some of the Talmidim. Two of them we have on Bismar Makomas, and then on 13 we'll have the next part. But it's all, we're talking about Kiyum Shtaris here. Trying to understand Shtaris. This is all, every step of the way. Right, we're talking more and more about shtaras, trying to understand what's a shtar about, how is it different than in Eidus Balpeh. These are all fundamental questions. Then when we get to Daf Dalet and we talk about Eidus Mesira Karsi and Eidus Hasima Karsi, all of our discussions, all the things that we're talking about on these sugyas are going to be brought to bear on the sugya on Daf Dalet. Okay?